Tonight's the night we'll make.
These are the songs that were, the way that I think of it, these are the songs that are sort of the soundtrack of our youth. These great songs from Styx, in this case, with The Best of Times and so many award-winning, fantastic songs. The voice, of course, unmistakable, the great Dennis DeYoung, who joins us on the telephone right now. Happy Easter to my friend Dennis DeYoung.
Dean, so nice to talk to you on this happy holiday. Happy holidays to everybody. I think, I want to just, clear your head of this whole issue in that as I speak to you, I have my hazmat suit on and my Mr. Roboto mask, although I don't know that's going to help.
What else is new? That's how you always dress. You dress like this before COVID-19.
Two Southside guys making jokes in the middle of a pandemic.
Oh, crazy, crazy times. We're both Dennis and I, from the good old Southeast side of Chicago. And so what have you been doing during your social isolation?
Oh, I've stopped. My wife has been after me for years to stop my habit of, licking doorknobs. I don't do that anymore. And so essentially what I'm doing is, I'm my wife and I have been married 50 years. And we spent a lot of time together because we tour our whole life. Even in the heyday, we toured together. So we're used to being alone in a house. It's the two of us. So this is, to us, this is like Thursday. But, the most dangerous thing I'm doing these days is going to the grocery store. I try to keep it to once a week. And, I go in there with my mask and my gloves. And, I buy groceries and I come home. And then I wipe them down with soap and water. I'm careful with the Cheerios box, but my wife said she drew the line because I started to wash them individually.
Each Cheerio?
And they were soggy.
That's not good. That's not good, but you know what? It sounds like you're a little bit paranoid like I am. What I do with the cereal box, open it up, I take the bag that's holding the cereal, and I get rid of the box and just keep the bag because no one has touched that bag.
I think right now it's not hand sanitizers and soap that's we've run out of hand lotion. Because you can call me a Denny Red Knuckles at the moment. Because along with everything else, listen, I live in a nice house because all you kids out there who supported me, thank you for that. I have two dishwashers. They both broke.
Oh, jeez.
So Dennis and Suzanne are standing at the sink and doing our dishes the old-fashioned way. And so that, my hands are, they're weird. And, of course, we have sore elbows.
It's us.
From shaking hands with our elbows. That hurts after a while.
I didn't know what you were doing with your elbows. Okay, that makes sense now.
My wife and I, the six-foot thing. The CDC guideline?
Yeah, distance, 6 foot distance.
Yeah, we are now having sex that way. She said it's never been better.
So, Dennis, what's
can you say that on GN?
We'll find out.
I just did.
So what's the deal with this new song that you've got, that you've done with Julian Lennon, son of the legendary John Lennon?
Well, it's called To the Good Old Days, now more than ever, I would say. I wrote it a while back for Jules and I to sing specifically for my last album, this 26 East album, which has been postponed to May 22nd. We have all this stuff going on, and Dean, my record company is in Italy.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, it's been pushed back. So 26 East is the address where the band was formed. That was my parents' house in Roseland back in 1962 with the Panazzo brothers, Johnny and Chuck. They live across the street. And so To the Good Old Days was just kind of the addendum, the last song on my album, referencing what we all consider, because my audience is they trade a lot in nostalgia, what we thought were the greatest years of our lives. And for all of us, they're different years, but they're essentially the teenage years. And it was that song, and I wrote the song, and I thought, it's kind of Beatlesque. I thought I'd want to do it with somebody, and then I thought of Jules, and I never met him, and I didn't know him. I just did the demo and sent it to him, and he hasn't done music for about 7 years, but he heard the song, loved it, and he said he'd be honored to do it. We met in New York at a studio in Brooklyn, and we sang the track, and then I came home and finished it, and it's the first single from this album.
Can we play a little bit of a clip of it right here?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, let's give a little bit of a listen to Julian Lennon and Dennis DeYoung. What was it like singing with Julian Lennon? I mean, it must have been a little, you know, like far out. It's John Lennon's son. He looks like him and he sounds just like him.
You know, because this is my last album, Dean, it was 26 C's, which was that house. It was full circle for me. I watched the Beatles on February 9th in 1964. My life was... it was completely changed. John, Chuck, and I had this band. You know, we were just kids trying to make our parents proud of us. And I saw the Beatles, and then I knew what I wanted to do for a living, like so many musicians of my era. It was an epiphany. It was there was nothing. I can't think of anything culturally that's been anything like that in my lifetime. And so the idea of finishing the album with Jules, the son of John, of course, was, you know, it's a dream come true for me. You know, it's like, how did this even happen? You know, we know right now, kids out there listening, that we delude ourselves to feel that we have control. But the universe does what it wants to do, and every once in a while it does something like this to us. And at the same time, like the best of times, the worst of times, I got to sing with Julian on this song. So, you know, I guess we have to take our joys and realize them when they come, because we know life is it's pretty tricky sometimes, ain't it, Dean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, all you got to do is take a look around the world of what's going on right now and how the world has suddenly, gone completely upside down in the last month with all this. The words of your song, the meaning of the song could not be more poignant right now. So
I appreciate that. And I just did this little live thing. You know, the people on Facebook, I keep seeing all my people that are supposed to know stuff about my career. So you got to go and, you know, sing a song like all these needy celebrities are doing. So I joined the group and I sang the best of times. And my God, in 22 hours, I had 100,000 views on YouTube. I never get stuff like that. That's just unbelievable.
I'm not surprised. Number one, you know, just having some great entertainment for people right now is so important. But number two, I mean, that's also so poignant, you know, and could be a bit of an anthem with what we're going through right now as well. And
well,
on top of it,
somebody pointed out to me, because I wasn't, you know, listen, I have an album coming out right now, and a single. It sounds so trivial. I've done a lot of interviews, Dean. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know, I'm talking about this record I made, and I think, geez, you know, you feel foolish sometimes. But people keep telling me they need music. They need that stuff to buoy their spirits. Somebody on Facebook said, you know, your lyrics, when people lock their doors and hide inside, and rumor has it it's the end of paradise. I thought, oh, that's right. I wrote that in 81. Of course, I wasn't thinking of a pandemic. Who am I, Nostradamus? No, I was writing about something else. And but it fits. And so I did it, and people connected with it. And, you know, this is what I do. And, you know, I used to think being a musician was frivolous, Dean. But it's really, people have told me over the years how much music meant to them in their lives.
Sure.
And how it helped them through so many dark times, that I guess, you know, music is magic. It is. It's magic. It's like no other art form. It's not like, you know, when somebody sings the right note and the right chord and the hair stands up on the, or you get the, you know, the shivers, the goosebumps.
Right.
You know, I could be at the Louvre and I could stare at the Mona Lisa for 2 hours. That's never happened to me.
Yeah.
And even when I read literature, you know, it doesn't, there's
it's not,
something
it's
because
not the
music
same. Yeah.
Is organic.
It's not the same. You know, a song can make you cheer and scream in joy and make you cry. I mean, it is something magical, and it's not just this song. I mean, Dennis DeYoung's songs, when you listen to the words of these songs and how they're put together, they are more than meaningful. All of that said, I know that you've also done a new song with Jim Peterik. At any point in that recording process, Dennis, were you tempted to dye your hair purple?
Now, you know, you make fun of that, but let me just tell you this about Jim. Not many people know this. He was born with purple hair, and his mother was so shocked, yes, that she started dyeing his hair brown. He kept it all up until just a few short years ago.
I did not know that. See,
yeah.
Now
so
I feel bad.
Jim and I worked on about half of the songs of my album were co-written by Jim and I. He's a good friend. He actually lives about three blocks from me. That's why I'm in a gated community.
You are the greatest. Dennis, it's good to talk to you. Congratulations. Hey, if people want to see this new song or hear it, what's the best way to do that right now?
Well, it's, you know, it's all the places you can hear it, buy it, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, all those things. And if you're running short of cash, because this thing has made me lose my job, although, you know, there're not going to be any people standing on corners with suckers for Dennis. I've done pretty well. But if you lost your job, you just go to YouTube. It's there for free. There's no video. It's coming, but this thing, Jules and I were going to get together and do the video, and then boom. You know what I mean? So he isn't leaving. He isn't leaving where he's at, and I'm in my house. I'm having this video put together, so go to YouTube. It's there for free. You can just listen to it.
Yeah, the song is called To the Good Old Days, Dennis DeYoung and Julian Lennon. Dennis, happy Easter to you and Suzanne and the whole family. I hope you have a great day today, and I look forward to one day embracing you tightly as two Southside guys can only do.
We'll use those wax lips.
Exactly.
Okay.
Finally, a use for my wax lips.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, buddy.